Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Big story yesterday, the dispute panel of the World Trade Organization finally making public something that had been floating out there since midsummer, that their decision regarding our country of origin labeling rule that was put into place May of 2013, and a rule that was actually put in place in response to the WTO saying our first rule from country of origin labeling from the 2008 farm law was trade distorting. The second rule is also trade distorting, according to the WTO. They said, quoting now, in their findings and conclusions, in particular, the compliance panel concluded that the amended COOL measure increases the original COOL measure's detrimental impact on the competitive opportunities of imported livestock in the U.S. market because it necessitates increased segregation of meat and livestock according to origin, entails a higher record-keeping burden, and increases the original COOL measure's incentive to choose domestic over imported livestock. WTO says, no, 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 you can't do that. Well, a lot of folks within the United States are saying they don't like that ruling against the U.S. Others are saying, yeah, it's about time we move forward on this thing now and find something better than what we've had in place for the last 5 years. Among those groups that are saying that today, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, is their lead lobbyist, and he says at this point it needs to be repealed and a market-based solution be allowed to take its place.
Really, when you look at where this issue stands, the fact that we've been doing this for over 5 years and the consumer's not responding to it, it's just costing our side money. It's not adding any premium. It's not giving us any advantage. Really, the only thing to do is repeal country of origin label.
Congressman Lucas, as chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, would have preferred to repeal the measure during the 2014 Farm Bill debate, or at least make it voluntary. That very possibly will be a topic of conversation in the new Congress. So a new House Ag Committee chairman at that time, perhaps Mr. Conaway from Texas, and in the case of the Senate, will it be Republicans? Will it be Democrats in control? That will really dictate how aggressive Congress might get about repealing country of origin labeling. Now, there are other agricultural groups out there that have also weighed in. National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau, RCAF USA, U.S. Cattlemen, and the American Soybean Association. It's interesting to note that they have come out saying that this is an unworkable burden, COOL is, on soybean farmers' largest customers, the animal agriculture industry, and they've called on Secretary Vilsack to suspend COOL immediately and indefinitely to avert further economic harm to animal agriculture in this country. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, two great Superior Video Livestock Auctions this week. Superior Select Replacement Female Auction starts 1 p.m. Thursday afternoon. 5,300 head of replacement cattle will be sold that day on Dish Network 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Then Friday, 21,000 head will be selling beginning at 8 a.m. Central Time. That'll include yearling steers and heifers, weaned calves, and more. Details on both auctions, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.